Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done. Vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the one.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian. Welcome to you on this marvelous Monday morning. I'm so grateful to be here in this moment in time and share with you some really great news. First of all, I want to thank everyone who's been patiently waiting. Comments, your questions, your insights and inquiries about the status of the show. My sincere apologies, and also just thanks for all your patience. It's been very interesting. Just briefly, when I moved into my last space, I did not have any home reception. It was a very technically challenging space for me to transmit the radio show from. And some of the things happening too. And, you know, what was happening is the radio show was expanding and it was taking on a new flavor. If you're listening for the first time, good morning. My name is Lisa Sahakian. If you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio, what we do here, it was almost 2 years that we've been doing this. We gathered and we share provocative prose, witty wisdom, and lovely laughter, teaching each other, sharing with one another how to lighten up on ourselves and basically in life in general. Well, how do we do that? Well, you know, we start talking about it. We start talking about what's working in our lives. We start living in a more solution-oriented space. So Enlighten Up Radio was inspired by a specific tragedy in my life, and it was really important for me to take the questions of inquiry and make them more public. You know, over the past few years, so to date, we are looking at March 7th, 2016 at approximately 11:03 a.m. And a lot of us have experienced a lot of loss in a lot of different areas of our lives. When I say loss, though, and tragedy, speaking of the specific loss of loved ones, of human beings in our lives, on top of all the other stuff that was happening. So Enlighten Up Radio was a way, an opportunity for me to not only transmute what I was experiencing by transmitting some important information that I personally feel I was learning, that I felt other people could get some insights on. You know, life doesn't come with a roadmap, although people are starting to create more roadmaps, and we're so fortunate to be alive in this day and age. It doesn't take much for us to really get the answers that we need. And then deciphering what's the highest resolution, solution, answers, way for us to go about living our lives. That's really what it's all about. It's really refining the self, you know, not anything else, but just being aware that we're in a constant state of refinement. You know, the lovely saying of how the pebbles in the river just get very soft in the edges over time. That's the definite for certain metaphor for life that I would absolutely resonate with, probably the easiest metaphor. So we gather here on Enlighten Up Radio. Things started changing over a 2 year period. Basically, the listenership, followership, you know, we all started moving into different areas of our growth. You know, we're not always in that state of letting go, healing, grief recovery, whatever that was, that a lot of us were going through. And you know, so we evolve at some point in time, and certainly life will continue to give us opportunity and challenges, but we move past the heavier muck and mire over time with the right support, hopefully, and with the right insights and personal growth work that we're up to, personal awareness really more than anything. So the radio show is taking on a new flavor. You have an idea where it's been, who we've been on Enlightened Radio. So what I'm going to be doing during this hiatus that will go on just a little bit longer, I think spring is a good marker to relaunch the media enterprise of Inspired Living. Again, if you're listening for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. My company is Inspired Living. I am an international entrepreneur and philanthropist. I focus on helping individuals and organizations on developing what I call self-mastery, which is a real highly involved, yet it's an involved way to learn to lighten up on ourselves. Sometimes we just require a little bit of offering of insights, maybe some tweaking, some tools of transformation, and we're good to go and we're on our way again, right? It's like getting back to the gym. Sometimes we just get off the cycle and it just takes about a week or two, or sometimes a little bit more, to see the results that we want. But we move forward in the direction of our dreams, and that's what Enlighten Up Radio, Inspired Living with Lisa, my enterprise, that's what we are all about. So moving forward and closing up the show, we are looking to partner with other publications and communication mediums, print, online, television, commercial, a lot of Inspired Living Media Communications. Inspired Living Media Communications. So we're really learning to web out the existing resources that we have here in Inspired Living. And the team and I are starting to move back into the entertainment marketing arena, focusing on earth-friendly products. Definitely still working with in an advisory capacity with individuals and businesses, with regards to not only business development, but also philanthropy. And when I say business development, it's not just practical business development skills. It's also focusing on interpersonal skills, what we also call the spiritual intelligence community, a community dedicated, devoted, very much on its way and currently inspiring a lot of individuals such as myself to really develop a deeper level of emotional intelligence, because when our emotions are in check, we have better dominion over our lives. Consequently, hopefully, better outcomes, we would hope. And, so there's a lot of good content forthcoming, and I'm refining it with my team. We're rebranding. I wanted to share a lot of this information with you because this is not only just an update, but also an invitation radio show today. If you're offering anything in alignment with regards to communications, if you're a speaker, if you are an author, if you are a coach, a therapist, more involved in the evolution of the emotional intelligence sector of evolution, if you could call it that, I'm looking for specifically individuals with that focus and with that expertise, if you will. Also, looking for people in the communications industry, communications, magazines, online content, print copy, newspapers, conscious capitalism. Definitely looking for other companies that want to partner in conscious capitalism as either sponsors for the show or just to have conversations, expansive conversations. There's some really amazing things that are happening with Inspired Living Enterprises that I can't really go into detail, but I think this is a good indication of where we're going. We're expanding, we're webbing out, we appreciate you. Most of all, really appreciate you all taking the time and insights and inquiries to ask what's happening with the show. So I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Want to wish you all a really magical 2016. If you're looking for anything in particular in what I mentioned, always feel free to reach out to me on email, Lisa at inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. Again, Lisa at inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. The website is inspiredlivingwithlisa.com. My name is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to the closing and transitioning of Enlighten Up Radio into self-mastery, perhaps conscious capitalism radio, probably more of a self-mastery radio. We're not even sure on the name yet. So, but it will definitely be going in that direction. Thanks again for listening. May the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahaki in love, joy, peace to all souls.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one. Working it out, she's wondering why she married in such haste. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like the power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done. I'm watching the world and wondering why.